Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Tzadi Tes, and we're starting Tzadi Ches Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Vav and a Vilna Tzuris Daf on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing fire on Shabbos. The commission says Reb Shem Ben Anos Omer. He tells us Parson Arshal Gedel Gabeshi the Tevel Migdal Shachas Ben Asur Mipnei Shu Mecharech. One is allowed to take goat skin, which is very moist, and put it on top of a sheet of Tevel Migdal, which is also of the shapes and sizes of boxes and closets. Achas Ben Asur means fire had caught on it, and that's because it's Mecharech. It gets sin. It's not going to burn because we just said it's moist and it's going to protect this box. Another din, oisin mechitza b'chol ha-kelim, one can make a mechitza, a partition, with all sorts of kelim to prevent the fire from going past, bein melayim bein rikonin, whether they're full of something or empty, b'shvil shaloi tavar adleika, so the fire can't pass, whereas Rabbi Yossi oisin b'chicheres chadashim melayim mayim, Rabbi Yossi does not allow this to be done with brand new earthenware kelim that are full of water, she'in yuchayim l'kal b'han ha-sa'ur, they're not able to handle a fire because of brand new, bein mizbakin, and they crack u'mechabin sadleika, and that caused the water to spill out and extinguish the fire. This is called Gram Kibui. It's just because of what he did that causes the fire to be extinguished. He's not doing it biyad. It's not by his hand. He's not directly pouring water on the fire, but it's called Gram Kibui, and that's also according to Rabbi Yaisi. The Tana Kama doesn't answer it. Now the Gemara begins by clarifying the first part of the Mishnah, Kini Masnisa. This is really the Mishnah saying, Misha Yaichas Ur Bahen, before the fire catches on them. It's not like we read in the Mishnah, She Achaz Bahen Asur, that the fire already caught on the box and now he's putting this goat skin on it. That's actually going to extinguish it. It has to be before the fire catches on the box. Then he could put the goat skin on it, which, as we said, is moist, and then it's going to prevent the box from getting ruined. On the side test, Ralph on top, Rabbi Yirmiyahu quotes Rabbi Mamo says, "B'shem Rav, Sefer she'achaz bay ha'ur mitzad echad. If one side of the sefer got caught on fire, nois and ma'am mitzad hasheni, he could pour water on the second side, vim kavakavar, and if that extinguishes it, that's fine. And that's like the Tana Kama of the Mishnah, the Gram Kibui is mutter. Now let's say achaz bay ha'ur mishneit stadin, the fire caught on both sides of the sefer, poishte v'karei bay, he could unroll it. We're talking about a scroll, and he could read from it, vim kavakava, if by unrolling it gets extinguished, that's okay. Again, it's Gram Kibui. Another example, Talos Shachas Bayu Ur Mitzad Echad. If a garment got caught on fire on one side, Nois and Mayim Mitzad Sheini, he could put water on the other side of the garment, Vim Kava Kava. If that caused the fire to be extinguished, then that's fine. Achaz Bahu Ur Mishneit Stadin, if the fire caught on both sides, he can't pour water on it, but Noitl Misatev Ba, he could take it and wrap himself with it. I don't know who would do that, wrap themselves in a flaming garment, but you could do that, Vim Kavza Kavsa, and if it gets extinguished, that's fine. Now, the following is actually a comment on something that we learned way earlier in the Masechta in Paragimel, regarding a lamp which is sputtering, sparks are flying all over the place, and everyone agrees that you're allowed to take a kli and place it underneath the sparks so they don't catch the table on fire. And they're landing in the kli. The machlekes is, what about putting water inside? The chum allow water we put inside? That's gram kibui, which is mutter. Whereas according to Rabbi Yaisa, it's aser, because gram kibui is aser. And that's what the Gemara says, or Shmuel says, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yaisa, he, that din over there, that aser is putting water in it, is Rabbi Yaisa, that gram kibui is aser. Now, Rabbi Yaisa and Amira says, Havas Arina Meimar, we want to say, ma pligin Meimar. What's machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Rabbanan now? Mishnah, Bisha also mechitza shel kelim, when he makes a mechitza, this partition of kelim to stop the fire from crossing over them. Avolam also mechitza shel mayim loy. But to make a mechitza of water, that's also according to everybody. Meaning in the Havamina, they're understanding that even according to the chacham of our Mishnah, pouring water directly on the floor to prevent the fire from crossing over, that's aser, because that's almost like directly extinguishing it, and it's not really gram kiboy. However, ma demar Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yosef, from that which Rabbi Shmuel just said, that member over there regarding putting a kli underneath sparks with water, it's usher. That's from Yaisi. Hadamar, that tells us, afilu asa mechitza shel mayim hi machlekes, that even if a person made a proper mechitza of just water, that's also machlekes, and the Chum actually allow that to happen, because if they allow one to put a kli with water to catch sparks, they also would allow one to pour water directly on the floor to prevent the fire from crossing over. And Antal Chazayin continue with another Mishnah discussing fire. Nachri Shabbal Chabbos, if a non-Jew came to extinguish a fire on Shabbos, ain't we're not allowed to tell him, yes, go extinguish it. This is called Amira Lenachri. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha. Or alternatively, Al Techabe, you don't have to tell him, don't extinguish it. Why is this? Because his shvisa is not on you. You have no responsibility to make sure that he doesn't do malacha on Shabbos. So it's perfectly fine. If he wants to come and extinguish it, let him do it. Aval Katan Shabbal Chabbos, if a child under our mitzvah comes to extinguish a fire, ain't Shem Allah, you don't allow him to do it. Because you are responsible to make sure that a Jewish child doesn't do malacha. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Nachri Shabbal Chabbos v'chulu. Now brings a story to illustrate this. Bimei Rab Ami, Nafal Dleika B'Kfar. In the days of Rab Ami, a fire broke out in the village. Apik Rab Ami Karz B'Shuke Daramoi. Rab Ami sent out a message in the marketplaces of the non-Jews. V'mar, and he said, Man to Avad Loi Mavsid. Whoever comes and extinguishes is not going to lose out. Now Omer B'Lazar Rab Yosa, Kumi Rab Yosa. The reason why this was permitted was because Sakana Haysa. It was a danger. If it wasn't a danger, then he wouldn't have been allowed to go to this non-Jewish marketplace and announce that they should come and extinguish it. However, the response response to that is that no, if it was actually a danger, afil Rav Ami yitvi, then Rav Ami himself would be allowed to put it out. But like in Tani, wasn't it taught, called Rav Shesh b'sakana, anything that's a danger, ein oimrim yasu dvarm halalu bin nachrim b'ktanim, that's a proper girsa, wouldn't say that non-Jews or kids should take care of it, al afil b'gdalim, even somebody who's older than bar mitzvah, afil b'Yisrael, even a yid, he could take care of it because sakana. And so it must be the reason why Rav Ami was allowed to do this is because it's not considered telling the non-Jew to do it. We said in the Mishnah that you can't tell a non-Jew, go extinguish the fire. But what Rav Ami was doing was just simply announcing, if somebody's going to come and extinguish it, he's not going to lose out. Hint, hint, I'm going to pay him. But he's not telling them beferish, go and extinguish it. So that's fine. We have another story. Ma'isa, shenafla deleka b'chatzar Yossi ben Simai b'Shichen. A fire broke out in the chatzar of Yossi ben Simai in Shichen. V'yardu b'nei kitzar shel tzipirin l'chabois. And the men of the ruler of Tzipirin came down to extinguish it. V'lay nich lehen, but he didn't allow them to do it. Amr lehen, he told them, hinichu l'gabai shig b'chayvai, allow the gabai to come and collect his debt. In other words, Hashem's the gabai, and if he wants my possessions to burn, it must be a debt that I owe him for maybe averus or something like that, and therefore just let it burn. And what happened? A nes miad kashra olva anan kibo. Immediately clouds formed, rain fell, and extinguished it. And b'moitzah Shabbos, what happened after Shabbos? Shal chachol chad mehem sela. He sent each one of them that came to extinguish it a sela, and ulifarchos shalahen to the one in charge of them, like the head of the troops. Chamishim dinner. He sent them 50 dinner as a thanks. However, Lucham commented on this. Loi hayitzar chlasus kain. He didn't have to do this in the first place. He didn't have to tell them not to extinguish it. They came on their own. And as we said in the Mishnah, if a nachri comes to extinguish a fire, you don't have to tell him not to do it. Another story, Chad Nafti Hav Magur Dabyaina. There was a Nafti who was either from his place Nafti, or he sold a Neft and he lived in the neighborhood of Rabyaina. Nefilas Deleka Magur Dabyaina. A fire broke out in the storage house of Rabyaina. Azalahu Neftaya. This Nafti went by Metafyasa. He wanted to extinguish it. Vilay Shavke. But Rabyaina didn't allow him. Amr Lay. So this Nafti told Rabyaina, this is the proper Girsa. Begadoch Midli. Your luck is mine. Meaning, whatever happens to your stuff is going to happen to mine. If you allow yours to burn down, it might catch on mine and my stuff is going to burn down. And so how can you tell me not to extinguish it? Are you taking responsibility? So Amr Lehi told him in, yes, I take responsibility. And what happened? Vishtez of Kula, everything was saved. And one more story, reviewed in the Kfar Imi, Paras Gulse al-Gadisha, he put his garment or his cloak on a pile that had caught on fire, Venura Arkamine, and the fire ran away from the pile. Now we explain the last part of the Mishnah, Avokatan Shabal Chabes Ein Shai Meloi, the kid on the Bar Mitzvah comes to extinguish a fire, we don't allow him, and we tell him he has to stop. Asked the Gemara, Veloi Kein Tani, wasn't following taught, Ro Oysa Yotzim Laket HaSavim, Ein Adzakuk Loi, that if you see a kid going out and gathering grasses on Shabbos, you don't have to do anything, you don't have to stop him. So why is that any different than over here? He's doing a malacha, you should stop him. And the answer is, Taman, Ein Loi Tzarech Basavim. Over there, you don't need the Asavim, and so let him gather them. He's doing them for himself, he wants to play with grass, okay, leave him alone. But Ram Hocha over here, Yesh Loi Tzarech Kiboy, he needs them to be extinguished. The father or the person who owns the house or the storage unit, whatever it is that's burning, wants it to be extinguished. So when the kids come with a bucket of water, he's doing it for the adult. That's why the adult has to say, you have to stop. Moving on to Halacha Ches, Mishnah continues discussing fire on Shabbos. Kaifin Ka'ar al Gabe Haner b'shvil shaloi teichas b'kaira. One could take a plate or a bowl, put it on top of a lamp in order so it shouldn't catch on a beam. Maybe the lamp was placed too close to the beam. Perhaps the flame is very high and he doesn't want the beam to catch on fire. So he could take a bowl and place it over the lamp to protect the beam. Furthermore, Val Tzaya Shal Katon, he could take this Ka'ara and put it on top of excrement from a kid. Taitas on base on top, Val Akrav Shaloi Tishach, and on top of a scorpion so that it doesn't bite. Now, Amar Yehuda tells us, Ba'arav, a story came from Rabbi Yechim and Zakai when he was in Arav, that they took a kli and they put it over a scorpion. For Amar, and he said, I suspect that he might even have a carbon chatos because a scorpion wasn't chasing him, so he had no right to trap it under the kli. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Kaifin Kar Gabe Haner V'chulu, Yevakai Demar Reb Shimon Reb Yanai. This Mishnah is like what was said by Reb Shimon Reb Yanai, that Anilo Shematimi Abba, I didn't hear this from my father, but Achaisi Amar Li Mishmai, my sister told it to me in his name, the Beitzah Shenol De B'Yamtif, if the egg was laid on Yamtif, it's Mukta. One could take a kli and place it next to the egg so it doesn't roll away and break. Aval ain kaifin alas a kli, but no placing a kli directly on top of it. That's called ain kli nitel ledavar she'eino nitel. A person is not allowed to use a kli for something that can't be moved. So you can't take a kli and put it on top of the egg if the egg's not allowed to be moved. However, Shmuel Amar, he says, af kaifin alas a kli, you're even allowed to take the kli and put it on top of the egg so it doesn't break. And that would be the same thing over here. You're allowed to take the kli and put it on top of the fire to protect your beam, even though the fire is something that can't be moved. Nonetheless, you could use the kli for this, according to Shmuel. We continue explaining the rest of the Mishnah. Val Tzayish al Katon, the kli could be overturned onto excrement from a child. Ask the Gemara, what's the problem? Voi machal tarnagolim inon, isn't kids' excrement food for chickens? And that being the case, it's permitted to move by hand. Why are we talking about putting a kli on it? He's allowed to even pick up the excrement with his own hands and move it around. And the answer is, Rav Ukvani says, Tifter, we could explain as follows. Be'ilin Rav Ravaya, that's a proper girsa, where it's very large and clumpy. And the reason why he's not allowed to move it is shaloi vayu l'dei miruach, so he shouldn't come to shmearing. And that's why in this this particular case of excrement from a child, it shouldn't be moved. But yes, other type of excrement that's not like this is allowed to be moved because chickens eat it evidently. We continue explaining the Mishnah. Now we discuss this at Rav place. Rav Ula Amar Rav Ula says, Rav Yechon Zakai lived for 18 years in this place called Arav. And there was only two situations where they came to him to ask him a question. Imagine that you have Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, one of the greatest Tanaim, living in your city for 18 years, and you only ask him two questions. One of them is our Mishnah, one of them is a different Mishnah elsewhere. And Omar, he commented, Galil Galil, which is where they lived. They lived in the Galilee. So Nesa Taira, you hate the Taira. Taifah Chalasa has been Mesikin. You're going to end up just having to deal with Mesikin, which is robbers and thieves, and that's what they ended up having to deal with. Moving on to Halacha Tes, continue to discuss fire and non-Jews. The Mishnah tells us, Nachash Hidlik Asaner, if a non-Jew lit a lamp on Shabbos, Mishtamish L'Ari Yisrael, a Yid is allowed to use that light. However, Vim Bishvil Yisrael, Asur, if the non-Jew did it for the Yid, he dafka lit the lamp, he turned on the light for the Yid, then it's also for him to use it, because the Malacha was done for him. Another example of this, Mila Mayim Hashkes Behemtai, if a non-Jew filled up water from a Rosh Hashanah, let's say, in order to give his own animal to drink, Mashkach Rav Yisrael, a Yid could use the rest of the water for his own animal. However, Vim Bishvil Yisrael, Asur, if the guy did it only for the Yid, then it's Asur. Another example, also guy Kevish Leirid Bai, if a non-Jew was on a boat that docked on Shabbos and he made a ramp for himself to go down from the boat, so Yerach of Yisrael, a Yid is allowed to use that ramp as well. Vim Bishvil Yisrael, but if he did it for the Yid, Asur, the Yid is not allowed to use it. And actually, Masram Gamil's Kanim show you by Bisfina. There's a story from Gamil and others Kanim that were on a ship, but also guy Kevish Leirid Bai, and a non-Jew made a ramp so that he could go down on it, Vyardu by Zakanim, and the Zakanim used that ramp after him. Now the Gemara asks a question, let's say he did it for himself and for the Yid. He didn't just do it for himself and he didn't just do it for the Yid. He did it for both of them. What's a halacha? Is the Yid allowed to use it or not? And the answer is, Nishmi Yidun Adults learn from the following. Shmuel Ikbal Gabi Chad Parse. Shmuel spent Shabbos by a Persian. It must have been some sort of hotel or motel or something that he was by this non-Jewish place for Shabbos. In Itvi Butsina, the light went out. Azalhu Parsei. This Persian went. Bama the Kase. He was going to light the lamp again. Vahafach Shmuel Apoy. And Shmuel turned his face away because he didn't want to benefit from the lamp. And Kim the Chazisim is Asik Bishtaroisov. But once he saw this Persian dealing with a whole bunch of his own documents, Yada Deloy Begine Adlaka, he realized that it wasn't lit for him. The guy also lit it for himself. Vahavach Shmuel Apoy. So Shmuel turned his face back in order to benefit from the light. And Amar Yaakov Bar Acha, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha commented on this. Hadar Amar, this tells us, Letzarcha, Letzarch Yisrael, Mutter. That's proper Girsa. Then when he lights it for himself and for the Yid, it's permitted. However, Amar Bjainer, Bjainer tries to say that no, Shanyahi, this case is different. Shane Matrichan Al Adam wants to be Besai. We're not Matrich a person to leave his house. And this is considered Shmuel's house because that's where he was staying for Shabbos. He had no other place. And that's the only reason why he's allowed to benefit from the light. Because again, we're not going to tell a guy, oh, now you have to leave your house due to the fact that a non-Jew lit a lamp. But in a different case, that let's say it wasn't his house, then maybe we'd say that if he does it for him and for the Yid would not be allowed to benefit from it. However, Amar Blazer, Blazer says, Imishum Shein Matrichan Al Adam Wasn't Me Besai, that's a proper Girsa. If it's because we're not going to be Matrich a person to leave his house, Lama Havach Shmuel Apoy, why did Shmuel turn his face away? If it's permitted when you're in your own house, or again, you're in the hotel and you have nowhere else to go, you're allowed to benefit from it, so why did Shmuel turn his face away? It must be, has nothing to do with that, and Shmuel just wasn't so sure if it was lit only for him or also for the non-Jew, once he realized the non-Jew was using the light, and that it was lit for both of them, so Shmuel turned his face back in order to benefit from it. Now just going to the story with the ramp off the boat that we had said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim were on the ship, and a non-Jew made a ramp to go off of it, and they ended up using it, so there's one piece of the story the Mishnah's missing, Amru Loi, they asked Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'anulei Raid, can we go down using this non-Jew's ramp? So Amalani told him, since he didn't do it for us, so we're allowed to go down using this ramp. Hajmalach Perakol Kesbi HaKodesh, Malzor finishing the 16th parak of Masechet Shabbos. Just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Masechet together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.